Today is the 30th of May. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So, this week seems to be the week of technical difficulties here at Heart of Worship, but it will not stop our worship and it will not stop this podcast going out today. So guys, keep it in your prayers for me as I begin to figure out different ways to ensure that this doesn't happen again. But God is still good, God is still faithful. And on that note, we are going to continue in the line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Galatians 5 verse 25. And it says this: since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. And so, Holy God, thank you for your gift of your Spirit, who is alive in us. May your Spirit guide our thoughts and mold us to be more like Jesus in words and in deeds. In his precious name we have prayed. Amen. So can we just stay there for a second? Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let that be your prayer. Let that be your prayer, that the Spirit guides you, that the Spirit molds you, that the Spirit directs you. Let that be your prayer. The Holy Spirit is not there to control you. The Holy Spirit is there to help you to make the right choices, make the right decisions. So will you today allow him to guide you, allow him to mold you, to be more like him in words and in deeds? Oh Father, we give you praise, we give you glory for your word. Just begin to worship your King, just begin to worship your Maker.
Just lift your voice and worship him.
Yeah.
Hey. This is my desire, God, to honor you. Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. I give you my heart, and I give you my soul. I live for you alone, and every breath that I take, and every moment I'm awake, Lord. And Lord, I give you my heart, yeah. I give you my soul, and I live for you alone. And every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, yeah. Lord, have your way in me.
Let that be your prayer today. Lord, have your way in me. Mandaraba seketerebo shakat. Iketerebo shandaraba seketerebo shakat. Mark 10:27 says, Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God.
All things are possible with Him.
Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things. He didn't say some things. He said all things are possible with God.
God Almighty, the earth is filled with His glory. His glory. Holy is the Lord, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
You know, Mark 9:23 says, if you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes. I don't know what seems impossible. I don't know what looks impossible. But if you would believe in him, everything is possible. If you believe in his name, if you believe in his power, if you believe in him, in his spirit, in his word, everything is possible. Nothing is out of reach.
Oh, yes. It's filled. The earth is filled with his glory. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. The earth is filled with his glory. The earth is filled with his glory. The earth is filled with his power. The earth is filled with his power. The earth is filled with his love. The earth is filled with his love. The earth is filled with his faithfulness. The earth is filled with his presence. Everywhere you go, everywhere you go, everywhere you go. Oh,
of the day. It says this: Father, we worship you. We honor your name. It says, I declare that God is bringing about new seasons of growth. I will not get stagnant and hold on to the old. I will be open to change, knowing that God has something better in front of me. New doors of opportunity, new relationships, and new levels of favor are in my future. This is my declaration. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so, Father, our prayer this week has been, thank you for the many benefits we have today. Thank you for our lives and for drawing us to yourself and bringing us into your family as a child of God. Yeah, thank you for a good night's rest, for the opportunity of serving you today. Thank you for the health and the strength that we have. Thank you for saving us, for dying for us on the cross and raising again so that we too may have everlasting life. As we begin a new day, we thank you that your mercies are new and fresh every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Thank you, Father, for loving us, and may your love shine through us to others, that they too may know the wonders of your grace. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So there are a few things that are about to happen here on Heart of Worship. We are getting ready for our first Mother's Gathering. And so I'm praying that that takes place in July. And so I'm looking forward to worshiping with you mothers. And as we worship for our families, as we worship for our children, I am looking forward to joining and standing in agreement with you. So information about that will be coming out very soon. But until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. Bye.